Bank of Cardiff, this is Julian. How may I help you?
Julian, Jason, how are you doing?
Hey, Jason, good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Just running.
keeping busy, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I assume you got my voicemail I left a little while ago?
Yep, I did.
Okay, how's everything going over there?
I got back in the office from lunch.
Gotcha, very nice. I just did as well, actually. So how are things going over there?
Good.
So yeah.
I picked up another $295,000 invoice from Barrick Gold, so we're doing good.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Way to go. Yeah, I know you had mentioned that you were looking to possibly see, you know, what we can do for you with reconsolidating the working capital loans you have out right now. Were they all...
We talked about this in the past. Go ahead, what were you saying?
No, yeah, were they all working capital loans right now, or...
Yep.
Okay. You just kind of wanted to get them all wrapped up into one payment, maybe at a cheaper rate or something?
Yeah, if we could.
Okay.
And a little bit longer term, because, you know, all those are like 12-month terms.
Yeah, you kind of want to get spread out a little more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It helps.
Normally, I would say it'll be a challenge, but as long as you have sales coming in and as long as you have plenty of cash flow, I think we can have some options for you.
I mean, because we went through this before. I don't know if it was with you or someone else.
Yeah.
Cardiff.
And yes.
Like, you know, they said, no, can't do it. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, and I think...
And we haven't changed anything financially, you know. We've got bids out for other projects and stuff, but, I mean, we're still about the same as we were then, so I don't know, you know, if that's going to make a difference or not, because, you know, we're the same in the same financial position as we were when we talked, I don't know, what was it, back in January or something?
Yeah, I think the last update was from, like, February, March. Yeah, however,
yeah.
But you must have paid down some of the balances since then, at least, is that correct?
Yeah, the Gibraltar one will be paid off 1st of November.
Okay.
It's down to like 50,000.
Okay.
And it was the one of 270. LG and Everest, which are the same freaking company, we've got on them about just over 200 out on them, like probably probably around close to 250, somewhere in there.
And that's with LG and Everest, you said?
Yeah, LG, Everest, yeah.
Okay, and then Gibraltar, how much did you say?
We probably got around 50 left on it. Actually, I can pull it up. Let me look.
Okay, sure. Yeah, I remember you saying in the email from a week ago or a couple weeks ago, you ideally looking for around 330K, right?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, so Gibraltar 50K, LG around 250. And then when does your Gibraltar, well, I know you're pulling them up right now, but when does your Gibraltar one end? Is that the one that ends in November?
Yep.
Okay, and then your LG, what kind of terms do you want for that one?
That one, it's a two-part, LG and Everest, but it, geez, there's, I think theirs is February, somewhere in there, March. And the Everest, it was like a year and a half, and it's up, I think, July of next year.
Okay, so they're all...
July of next year.
Okay, so they're kind of all on different timelines.
Yeah.
Are they... What kind of payments are they? Are they daily, weekly, monthly?
Nope, they're daily.
Okay, gotcha. Let me see. I'm trying to reference some of the old notes here. Yeah, you're in touch with Nick.
Yep.
Okay, yeah. So, from March, it looks like your Gibraltar was at 200K, right?
Yeah, it was.
Okay, so you brought
right
that
now,
one.
I'm in my account. It's at $56,920 as of today.
Okay, so you brought that one down significantly. Let's see. Okay, and you're obviously looking for, like, the longest term possible. Just get them all wrapped up into, like, one payment sort of. Do you know if the ones that you're paying on, if we're able to pay those off and net you some additional capital?
Yeah,
is there like a... Yeah, is there like an early payoff discount or anything like that that you're aware of?
No, there isn't. Hold on 1 second.
No problem.
You there?
Yes, sir.
All right. Sorry about that.
Oh, no problem. So are you guys still projected to do around $10 million this year? Is that pretty accurate?
We have spun off. We're not. There's a couple mines that are we were having contracts with, and then they were 20-day pay, and all of a sudden they went to 30, and then 45, and then 60, and so we cut them off.
Gotcha.
We're not doing those. So I gotcha. Have to redo all those numbers and give you our cash flow projection for the year.
Okay, no problem. We'll typically look at your – we'll definitely consider what projects you have going on and what kind of cash flow you're going to have in the next few months, but we mainly look at the past 6 months and bank statements. Do you have any, negative balances or anything like that in the last 6 months?
No.
Okay, well, that's good. And you have your 2015 taxes already, right?
Yeah, and you guys have – I think we sent that to you when I talked with Nick, but I might
yes.
not have.
We had them, but they expire in our system after a while. If you can get it's just for security reasons. But if you can get that to me again, as well as the last 6 months of bank statements, pretty much that's all I'll need, and then just an updated application. But I can email those to you actually right now, and if you want to send everything over, I can kind of show it to my underwriter, just so they can take a look at your file, just even before we run your credit or anything, just to get an idea of what we can do for you. And if it looks like there's something we can do for you, then we'll get an official offer for you on the table. And if it works, it works. If not, maybe once at least the Gibraltar one's paid off in November, we can figure something else out. Does that sound okay?
Yeah, that's fine. Everybody keeps running my credit, so it's killing it.
Yes, I promise I definitely won't run it until I get it to my lead underwriter. I wouldn't want to run it if there's not going to be a chance of getting anything for you.
Okay.
I'll definitely get follow up and get your permission before we even run it once I run it past my underwriter. We're relationship based bank. We don't want to do anything to jeopardize your credit, jeopardize your business. We want to be here for you for the life of the business. We don't want to do a one-time transaction, screw you over, and never talk to you again. Or even if we don't help you right now, and maybe something we can do for you a year down the line. That's kind of our goal. So,
all right.
So I'm going to send you an email right now. It's jason@jlminingservice.com, right?
Yep.
Okay. If we can't do anything for you right now, what are your options? What are you looking to do? Are you just going to keep making your payments on it and just kind of hope for the best? Or do you have another option? Do you have another bank that you can go to for stuff like this, or is pretty much it?
Banks don't lend.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, they don't waste their time too much.
Hang tight and work through everything. That's all you got to do, Increase sales and hunker down.
Yep, just keep it moving. When did you start your business, by the way, Jason? It wasn't that long ago, right?
2012,
okay. Yeah, I'm just kind of looking at the old notes here that Nick left.
Yeah, cool. September 2012 is when we filed. We actually didn't open our doors until January 2013.
Okay, cool. Okay, Jason, I'm going to send you an email. Is this something that you think you can get over me today? Because, I usually have a meeting with my underwriter at the end of the day. So if you wanted to get to me, relatively soon, I can probably have an answer for you by tomorrow, at least just a preliminary, before we run your credit or anything.
Yeah, I can try to get some stuff done and get it to you.
Okay. Well, if I don't hear back, I'll just follow up with you tomorrow, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right, Jason, appreciate your time, and we'll talk soon.
Mm-hmm.
All right, bye-bye.